Simon, hello to you. Always great to chat. So there's been some really harrowing details coming out of this trial. What has happened on this Thursday?
Well, what we've been hearing today is testimony from George Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, who, like so many of the witnesses that have taken to the stand on behalf of the prosecution all week long, became very, very emotional as she was testifying about her relationship with George Floyd, describing how she first met him back in 2017, the ups and downs of their relationship. There were periods when they weren't speaking to one another and weren't seeing each other, but those were always overcome. She was clearly deeply, deeply emotional on the witness stand as she talked about his personality in a bid by the prosecution, I think, to provide members of the jury with a fresh sense of precisely the individual that is at the center of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who, of course, knelt on George Floyd's neck in that harrowing videotape that went viral around the world for fully 9 minutes. Another witness who became emotional yesterday was the 18-year-old woman who filmed that videotape and who testified that she has remorse that she was filming the tape and wasn't actually helping to save George Floyd's life. But George Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, came under cross-examination within the last hour from defense attorneys who asked her in great detail about George Floyd's drug use, about his opioid addiction. She also is an opioid addict, and she testified that back in March of 2020, George Floyd had to be hospitalized for an overdose. That's all part and parcel of the defense preparing to argue that it was George Floyd's drug addiction that essentially killed him, not the actions of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who of course denies the murder charges that he's facing.
All right, so that's how the trial is progressing, and we know that it's got another, 3.5 weeks to go. There's quite a lot of news on the vaccine front coming out of the USA today, some good and some bad news. Let's start with the bad. Human error on monumental proportions. 15 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, destined, I understand, for American use, absolutely ruined. What happened?
Well, the first point to make is it couldn't possibly be happening at a worse time. It's happening just as COVID-19 infections are once again surging in the United States. And the United States needs every single dose of vaccine it can get its hands on. This production facility in the city of Baltimore, just to the north of us here in Washington, D.C., appears to have mixed up ingredients for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with ingredients for the AstraZeneca vaccine, which it's also been manufacturing. So 15 million doses have had to be trashed. The New York Times reporting today that this is a production facility that has received a large number of citations in the past over conduct and errors inside its walls. And all of this ironically coming on the very day that President Joe Biden unveiled a $2 trillion plan to try and fix America's crumbling infrastructure, with some European pharmaceutical experts saying the mix-up that took place in that Baltimore plant over the ingredients going into a vaccine is just something that you never witness in European and Asian manufacturing facilities. So it sort of underscored the rocky nature of American infrastructure.
It absolutely does. And it's as you say, it couldn't have come at a worse time for America. But there is some good news on the vaccine front, and that, of course, is about the Pfizer vaccine. There's more detail about its efficacy, and I think it relates also to the variant that is dominant here in South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely right. A new trial being published today by Pfizer and BioNTech, and there are two headlines emanating from it. The panoramic headline is that they say that their vaccine proves 91% effective at least 6 months after a patient has received a second dose of the vaccine within 3 weeks of getting the first dose. They've been able to study this now, of course, for several months, and they say that for at least 6 months, 91% efficacy And with regard specifically to the variant that originated in South Africa, they are claiming 100% efficacy in preventing COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations of that variant. Now, that comes out of a very small sampling, just 9 cases of infection that were included in this trial in South Africa. But nonetheless, they are indicating that that is a big development, suggesting that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has considerable efficacy against the vaccine that originated there in South Africa.